Okay.
I hear the trainer coming.
He's got such a weird voice. Especially, I feel like Joaquin Phoenix didn't quite crack the accent, so he just sounds a bit weird, that movie.
It's a weird movie.
Have you seen that Walk the Line?
I've seen bits of it, and it's just like, I can't watch it because it's just like, I don't know, you've just got like, oh my God, what's it called?
Reese Witherspoon.
No.
I ain't staying after all you boys. It ain't the tour.
No, you just got like Walk Hard, and then it just like, I cannot enjoy a movie like that when you've just got Walk Hard there. Just like, he's gonna have to think about all the stuff that happened in his life.
Well, his brother was killed by a saw, so I feel like it's pretty bad.
Yeah, no, but like, you
I don't
watch,
even understand how that happens.
Are you gonna see like the Michael Jackson vibe? No. I actually wanna see it now, because all I hear is just people hyping it up online. I'm like,
I feel like at this point, my pop culture taste is just Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy. Have you seen where he avoids a beam and he does like the Michael Jackson hee-hee? Like it comes past, he's like, hee-hee, and then boom. Ah, classic. It's from the animated show. It's in my niche ball knowledge. All right, I'm Eddie.
I'm Noah.
This is, what is this? Like our 41st episode?
41st.
But this is us wrapping up.
I thought we were going to make it to 50 by
the way. Yeah.
I guess
I'm such a busy
time.
Schedule.
Next
that we
time,
just
yeah.
Can't.
Yeah. Even if we did it every week.
Booking with my PA.
You know, like, it's like we haven't even gone to like a year's worth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't done 365
no,
episodes.
No, like a week.
Oh.
Like a week, like 52.
Well, okay, I'm 52, sorry, man. Like, I mean, what do you want me to do? Like Zoom call you?
Yeah, yeah, no, they do that. Call. And then you just have like this crusty audio.
Oh, with lag.
I can't listen to podcasts with crusty audio.
Right. Well, this is us like unofficially wrapping up season two, if you will.
Yeah.
So this is year two coming to an end. We hope you've enjoyed. I think it's better than our first season, personally. I
don't know. Like, we've come up with way more like things, funny things
to do, but I feel like our analysis is like dropped off.
It is genuinely like it's like.
But look, if you paid for analysis,
I don't know. Like we're like. 16.
We're here to make you
like
16.
Like I don't know what you really.
What do you want,
want
me to say? Like the red from Curly's
exactly.
Wife. Represents,
I'm not.
Like,
I'm not really gonna.
Nature.
Like I'm gonna be honest. I'm just not smart enough to give you like.
I just can't be asked. Yeah. We're gonna be having fun with this. Today we are gonna look at all.
Everything
40
that
movies that we've done
since the beginning.
It says we've watched 42, so I guess the 42 that we've done, I think one of those doesn't count. Does two of them not count? Like we just logged a random one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know how like that.
Well,
one
well how did Ready Player One get on there? Oh, it's because we did like four.
You
Home
know, technically, like with Home Alone, we did. And we did rate them. We did 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I think we just talked about 5. I don't think we've even watched it. We just.
But we did Home Alone again.
Yeah. Did we?
Yeah, we did. We did for a Christmas episode.
No, right? We did Gremlins.
Oh, we did Gremlins. That's
yeah.
A good point.
I wanted to do it again, but then you were like innovation. And I was like,
we're gonna
okay.
Do our top. Yeah, we're gonna do our top 10 of the 40 movies to see if anything's changed. And then the rest is like a surprise. So
yeah, the only issue is like I've kind of got a difference between like. My favorite
and your
and
best.
The best.
I think we're gonna do like the middle point, you know.
Okay.
So they got to be good. You can't just be like, yeah, I love
Space
Jam. Get your popcorn or whatever you eat, and
yeah, I don't think it's like I don't know. Like when it comes to me, 2:36 in like the afternoon is just not when I'm eating popcorn.
I don't know.
There's a time.
2:36 on the 11th of the 5th. I just don't feel
I don't
like popcorn.
Know.
Day.
Like, that's just not. That's, I'm not in a popcorny move.
What do you feel like?
What do I feel
bacon
like?
Bacon bits?
I feel like pancakes. I always feel like pancakes.
That's heavy, man. You're just going to be sat here eating a massive stack of pancakes.
Yeah.
I love cars.
I don't know. It's like, I always feel like, you know, like chips, you know?
Chips.
But like the ones you get like the seaside, those kind of chips.
Like actual chips.
And those donuts. And like, I don't know why this turned into a cooking show.
All right. But anyway, moving on. We're not Anthony Bourdain. Did you see the Tony movie trailer came out? Big Anthony
yeah,
Bourdain
what's
guy.
That about?
The trailer came out. I don't know how to feel about it. I feel like Anthony Bourdain would directly oppose the idea of a film being made about him. Considering he was like kind of an anti-capitalist, punk dude. If you haven't seen it, go watch the trailer and then come back to this. Anyway, right. Top 10. Should we do this?
Okay.
Well, look, we've done a lot of movies. I can't remember what a top 10 was last time. I think it was like, I remember having Pucks Being Wallflower outrageously high.
Yeah, that was pretty out there.
We had Social Network at number one. Do you think that still stands?
Oh my God, this is outdated. Oh my God.
Eternal Sunshine.
I'm sorry, like, no disrespect to these movies, but like, this isn't very good. Like,
why is Black Klansman so low?
Yeah, what is even happening? Like, okay. Jesus.
Why is Roger Rabbit at 8, bro?
Why is that? I wouldn't even have it in the top 14 anyway.
Roger Rabbit is sunk.
No, it's actually sad. It's just because, like, I've seen so many other films.
I feel
films.
Like the only one that kind of deserves its placing is Social Network. I feel like it can stay around that point for us. I think it might go down to 5, maybe.
Yeah.
Right, let's do this. So.
Okay.
Number 10.
Number 10.
It might be Surf's Up.
Okay, now you're just like...
No.
No, it's still like an 8 out of 10.
By the way, Surf's Up is our longest episode.
Is it?
We sat here and talked for like an hour and 5 minutes about Surf's Up.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine what there's
And it was
about.
Like a good episode. I feel like that's our highest rating.
I don't even
ratings.
Know what there's to properly talk
IMDb
about.
IMDb loved that episode.
Okay.
What else would you put there? Stand By Me, maybe?
I was going to say yes, Stand By
Full
Me.
Full Metal Jacket? Or do you think that's higher?
Okay. Truman Show?
That's way higher.
Is the Truman Show there? Or like,
do you want to do it from one?
Yeah, let's go from one.
I feel like it's harder to gauge.
Like, if I'm being honest, like, if I'm just being... Okay, the best film that we've ever done...
Godfather.
...is The Godfather. If I'm being completely honest with myself. Me, firstly, if I was going to do my favorite, I'd put Raiders.
I think we can have Godfather Raiders 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair, and that's like a big...
I don't know. Like, The Godfather is just like...
It's like objectively...
I don't even know why we did an episode on it, because like, why do I need to explain that The Godfather is
amazing?
I prefer
The Godfather Part 2, personally. Yeah. Hot take.
Not really. Like, they're equivocal, honestly. Yeah.
But I think the best movie we've done is Godfather. And then I'll put Raiders as 1 and 2. Then 3. For me, it's either...
I put
Social Network.
Yeah.
Or maybe Truman Show.
Yeah, Social Network or Truman Show.
So 3 and 4 is Social Network, Truman Show. Yeah. Five, I feel like this is where we get...
Waves.
Point Break.
Waves. Point Break. No, because like Point Break.
Honestly, Ferris Bueller's Day Off might come before.
I love Ferris.
I think Waves.
I do.
No, One Battle before Waves.
La La Land. Oh my God, La La Land. Oh jeez.
Like, okay, La La Land 5.
Left up to me, I'd put that as like 0. You know? Like,
I think La La Land at 5 is valid. Because it's good, fine. But we've talked about how it has like some...
Yeah, like narrative issues.
Then 6, One Battle. 7, Waves.
Yeah.
Then
maybe like Catch Me If You Can. I want to put Catch Me If You Can.
I feel like that's like number 12.
Yeah.
Maybe the second Indiana Jones movie.
Honestly... Like, I think if you've got one Indiana Jones movie,
Yeah, I feel
fine.
Like we can't do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Then, I hate to say it, man, but Surf's Up has to be in the top 10. I hate it.
Top
it's
11.
Really
top
up
11,
there,
fine. I will subside and give it top 11, but where's Batman Forever?
No way, bro. That's like near the bottom.
It's like a subversive monster.
Okay, what are we on? Is this 8? The one we pick is 8.
Yeah, you're picking 8.
Full Metal. Have we done Full Metal yet? Full Metal at 8. Okay. Full Metal Jacket, that is.
Yeah. I want to put 500 Days of Summer.
Not in top 10.
Okay.
I feel like it's good, but it's not good enough.
Like, I've had peaks. Like, there's days where I'm like, 500 Days of Summer is so amazing. Then I'll go through, like, the next, like, 5 months of saying this is just not as good. I think I said it on one of the podcasts. I just didn't think it was as good. And now I'm in my era of, I think, 500 Days of Summer is kind of amazing.
The problem is, it's too, like, it's kind of a wave. And in a couple of months, we're going to say it's terrible.
I'm not going to say it's terrible.
I feel like it's like, 15.
I don't know. Like, it's been watered down by just, like, people.
I feel like it's 15.
Yeah.
I would say either Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Ready Player One.
What's a Ready Player One?
Stand By Me, maybe Ferris Bueller's Day Off for, is this 9?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Stand By Me?
Yeah.
Although, I don't know if that's a 9 or a 10.
Wait, have we put Waves?
Have we put Waves in yet? Oh, yeah. Waves is I swear we have. All mid-90s.
Mm.
I feel like mid-90s isn't good enough.
Yeah, like, I like... Forrest Gump?
Like the initial,
are we gonna put that anywhere?
It's like 12.
Yeah. I don't know, like...
9, okay. I don't know, Surf's Up, man, or E.T.?
I've already said my piece about E.T.
We've done Truman Show, right?
No, I didn't say I didn't like it.
We did Truman Show. It was like two.
Four. Yeah. No, I didn't say I didn't like E.T. It's just like best picture nominee at E.T.
Let's look at what we have that's like left that's good. Surf's Up, mid-90s, Little Miss Sunshine, Perks, Ferris Bueller, The Batman, Black Klansman.
Okay, Black Klansman, that has to go somewhere. I'm sorry.
I don't know if it's...
It is. I rewatched it again like it's 5 months ago and it is amazing.
I don't know if it's that good.
I don't know, man. Like,
think about it. This is going to be our rating for the next season.
Yeah, I know, but like, I don't know. Like, it's. I don't know. Like, it's really.
You realize how dismal this rating is and be like, oh,
no,
God.
Because no, last one, like, I don't even know what we were on. Like,
yeah, I feel like it's.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, do it for the sheer sake that it's going to get way too heated. And I'm just like, on a 3 o'clock on a random Tuesday, I'm not getting heated on racial debate.
Yeah, understood.
Okay.
I mean, it could be up there. But I feel like it's Black Klansman. I don't think mid-90s, I feel like Surf's Up could be up there. I hate to say it. It's a masterpiece. In vibes.
Maybe I need to rewatch it again. No, it's not like I said it was bad. I said it was really good.
Okay, mid-90s or Black Klansman?
I'd put Black Klansman. And then if you want to put Surf's
no,
Up.
The Batman?
Yeah. I could live with that.
Or, you know, Dead Poets Society, we haven't done yet. Is that 10?
My opinion of Dead Poets Society has gone. Like, we're not gonna.
I rewatched it and it is a melodrama.
I'm not gonna get into it now. But,
it's still good. Yeah. If you're trying to get into film, I still stand by you.
But
should watch
it was an, it was an early one. Yeah. Have you put Catch Me If You Can anywhere?
Not yet.
Do you think that's 10? I feel like, have we done Ferris Bueller's yet? I feel like
Ferris Bueller's.
At 10.
Yeah.
As 9.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off is just...
Like, and then we can have Black Klansman at 10.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off is just like... I was watching a video on John Hughes and I was just like, man, like this guy, like he...
Have we not done Back to the Future?
No.
We've never done that?
No, we haven't. seems like...
Wow. Mandela Effect, everybody.
Yeah.
It just feels like the kind of movie. It's one
of my
favorite movies.
We've done
ever.
So many 80s movies. I don't know what.
Okay, I'm actually curious. Of all the movies you've ever seen, what are your top 5 best movies? Like,
best?
Greatest movies ever made.
Greatest.
Objective greatest. Not like skewed by your favorite.
Godfather.
Yeah.
Probably like Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Again, like still Raiders. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what to say. Do the Right Thing and Singing in the Rain. Those are mine.
That's a good top five.
Yeah.
I think mine is, it's not completely the opposite of yours. I'd have Godfather 2 in kind of, it's in any order, but I think Godfather 2 is the best one. Alien. Because it kind of invented a whole thing.
Yeah.
And also it's just a masterclass on like
held up
how
so...
you write without needing to write.
And for me, it's like you watch and it's just like, oh my God, like it's a way you watch and you're like, why did we have to get rid of special like practical effects?
Although I would say it gets really, the only reason it's somewhat poor is that end sequence with the escape pod. I think the alien looks crap in that bit where, you know, where he's like hanging off the ship.
Do remember, it is 1979.
That's why I give it leeway. Yeah. I think if that came out today, everything else would stand up, apart from that bit.
Yeah.
So that's Godfather, Alien. I would say 7, because I think I love The Social Network. I think 7 is objectively a better movie. It beats Fight Club. Yeah. And I think David Fincher is one of the greatest directors ever made, so I have to have one of his up there. Yeah. I would then say that's 3. And then Raiders might be up there.
Yeah.
Because I think that is genuinely one of the best movies ever.
It is the best adventure film.
And then my 5
film.
Is Back to the Future. Because I think Back to the Future, as much as it's like, oh, like an 80s
no,
movie.
No, 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 no.
It's
like,
genuinely
in
perfect.
In all fairness, like, I just want to say something. The first minute of that movie tells you everything that's going to happen without telling you everything. It is one of the masterpieces in just like visual storytelling.
I think it's the best written movie
I know.
Ever
yeah.
written. Like, it's perfect.
It is.
There's no loopholes. Aside from one loophole, which isn't because of the script, which is that his guitar that he plays in that scene hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
So it's like it's more.
Yeah,
of
but
a
that's something that you would like.
But the writing, there is not a single loophole.
Nothing
or
is
error.
Left. It is incredible that it's just like you can watch this film as just itself.
Also, Michael J. Fox is amazing in that movie. I think it's genuinely one of the best movies ever made. Yeah. I have it in my file. Obviously, there's a lot of movies
Robert
I haven't
Zemeckis
seen.
Robert Zemeckis.
Oh no, sorry. Not I put Raiders. I put Raging Bull above Raiders, as my 4.
I am. That is.
I love Raiders. If I have Back to the Future, I won't have Raiders. It's one or the other.
Yeah, like, but...
And Raging Bull is just so perfect.
Oh, best biopic?
Yes. Well, yeah, because it was the first movie. Obviously, now it's really
popular. It's like, no, it's like an actual film.
You don't think of it as bad.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no, I'm just thinking of it. But, like, it's the same way.
I
like,
think it's because it's what Marty Supreme did that's become very popular, which is it's technically a biopic, but they don't really care about accuracy. It's more they find the character interesting and then they do whatever they
want. Which I think is what most biopics should do. Instead of just doing famous person equals more money, like, I don't know, like, find a niche person.
Like Jake LaMotta, if you know who he is, hat off to you, man.
Yeah, like, how old do you have to be to... I remember Jake LaMotta.
And that sequel to Sugar Ray.
Ray Robinson in 1952.
That Sugar Ray scene is amazing.
It is.
I think I know that he's done other movies, but I do think that's
I think it's the best movie. I think it's... If it's not that, it is Goodfellas. That is the most...
I just like that he doesn't... He gets to do his mafia thing. I'm a sucker for when directors don't use their crotch.
Yeah.
I think that's become known. Yeah. I like when a director does their thing, but isn't forcibly using what they always do. I like that he does his, you know, obviously he feels very strongly about Italian-American heritage. And I like that he gets to try something different that isn't so mafia.
Yeah.
That, like, vibe. Like, he does Casino, he does Goodfellas.
Is it Casino, it's got Goodfellas?
Same, like, DNA.
Even Wolf of Wall Street, it's kind of like, that movie is just like Goodfellas but with a reskin, I'm going to be honest. But then like you watch something like...
Raging Bull, it's so different. And like with David Fincher with The Social Network, like it's known that's one of my favorite movies.
No.
I just like that he's doing something different that's not obsessively what he always does.
Yeah.
Like obviously you could say Fight Club and Seven, they're like cousins.
And have you seen Mank? Just by the...
No, that's the other movie where he tries something very different.
Successfully?
And then Gone Girl is again, Little Sister Cousin. I love that movie. I almost thought that my brother could watch it because I thought, oh, it's not that bad. Then I watched it and he left because he got creeped out. And by the time that the guy from How I Met Your Mother turned up, I was like, thank God.
He definitely has a name aside from the guy who...
Barney's his character.
Barney, that's crazy. Oh my God, Neil Patrick Harris?
Neil Patrick Harris. He played Spider-Man in the MTV Spider-Man.
Yeah, Wild. Doogie. Oh, you never seen it. Okay. Right.
Should we do the random five?
Yeah.
Do you want me to go first?
Sure.
Okay. Of all of these, I'm going to give you five, and then you can't change your rating, which is where you put them.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go Man on the Moon.
And this is just, I'm going to put them in any.
Yeah, you have to put them in the five, but you can't move it once it's there.
Okay, Man on the Moon, I think when I went into it, it was like, and when I finished, I was like, man, this is really good. This is underrated. And
it's kind of not.
And then I realized it's not. But now I'm kind of like somewhere in the middle where I'm like.
It's a good movie.
It's good, but like, again, you look at the actual life of Andy Kaufman and you're like, oh my God, this guy was all over.
We were just talking about how Raging Bull is like kind of a biopic.
This is just such a standard biopic that like...
But it's what Andy Kaufman would have wanted, where it's like making fun of the biopic, but...
I don't think it does that. It follows the formula of a biopic so much that I just... It's not really innovating. So it's like, I would go five. I'm going to go five.
Five?
Yeah.
Wow. You really think everything else surfs up?
Four. Yeah, that's...
Space Jam.
No, like, you obviously just put me between a rock and a hard place here. Because, like, I mean, you could call it a subversive masterpiece that bends your... No, I'm allowed
to
have
my... The scene where he plays golf is a subversive masterpiece.
I'm allowed to have my own interpretation of a film.
You call Space Jam a subversive masterpiece?
I don't know, it'd make a pretty good tagline on like the Hollywood Reporter. Like.
Space Jam, subversive masterpiece. Like, 50 years on.
No.
Subversive masterpiece, question
okay,
mark.
Okay, let's go three.
That sounds like a New Yorker article where they like pretentiously put accents on words that don't have accents.
Exactly.
It's really abrasive when they do that. Have you read The New Yorker?
Yeah.
They just put the most random like accents that haven't been on there since like mid-medieval English.
Yeah.
It's like, I know how to pronounce a word. Like, I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you,
oh,
would,
you
yeah,
went to Harvard.
Yeah, you would never pass up a job to work for the New Yorker.
Oh, never. If I could work in the New Yorker, I would be so
after
happy.
After seeing French Dispatch, I'm like, oh, you know.
That's a dream job right there. Add that to the list. If I was on the New Yorker, everyone would know about it. Mm-hmm. And I think I would do quite well there.
Gen, yeah.
With my little pretentious articles.
Okay.
Surf's Up, the true greatest film.
next ones.
Ace Ventura.
Oh my God.
No, actually, no, that's mean. Full Metal Jacket.
Two.
Who's going to be your...
It's a
fun
game. You have to get a
guess.
Home Alone. Well, this is like, I don't know. Like, no. Like, legitimately, like, I think if I wanted to have an interpretation of Home Alone as a 5-star movie, I could very well do that.
Black Klansman. Would you have that as your one?
Yeah.
You have to, but would you?
Yeah, I would. Like Home Alone, I could have my own reading. Home Alone is the kind of movie where, like, yeah, it could, anyone could see it as, like, a 6 out of 10 movie, but if I wanted to go deep into it, I can actually go, like, oh, this is a 5 out of 10. This is a 10 out of 10 movie.
But I think if you go too deep, you would also find it's just terrible. It would start unrolling.
I know, but, like, this is, like, you compare it to other kids, like, we talked about this. It is a really good, not just that, but then you look at all of the knockoffs it spawned.
Yeah.
And then you realize what a, like, once in a lifetime kind of film it is.
Oh, once in a lifetime. Subtle plug that's really late.
It's not even a plug if it's done. Like.
Okay, you do me. And then, sir, do you want to do
okay.
one?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, use the mic there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, look, but so funny gets in on it.
Okay.
guest star. That'll be our second guest star, but it's kind of a cameo. You've kind of been the Stan Lee of our podcast. Like, you've just, like, pulled up at the most random times.
Just see his name.
To say, like, a tagline. Yeah, Excelsior!
Just see his name, executive producer, Stan Lee.
Have you seen the Teen Titans thing where he turns up and he's like, I don't care what movie it is, I love cameos! He turns up in a DC movie and they're like,
I was gonna ask him because it's in Teen Titans.
He's like, I don't care what movie it is, I love cameos! Oh. And then he gets, like, thrown off the screen.
By the way, I don't think, did we ever say, like, you know, like, I wanted to, like, do, like when it comes to, like, Val Kilmer movies, I kind of wanted to do, like,
The Daughters, I would do.
Yeah.
And Val, the actual movie.
Yeah.
And I'd be willing to do Top Gun. I mean, it's not great, but, like,
Look at the watch list.
Oh, boy, the watch list.
That's that thing's just, like, crusting over there. let's go.
Something's been there since third form.
Let's go Rushmore.
Ooh. I'll put Rushmore at 3.
Yeah,
I think that's a nice spot to put it.
Okay.
No, it's just going to set me off.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. It's a mess, but...
5.
Really?
I feel like there's so much better than it on here. More better than worse.
Yeah. I mean, okay, fine. Batman Returns.
4.
Okay.
Because I like it, but it's just...
I don't even know why we made that. Was that the first Batman film we did? Yes. Yeah. First
no,
one we're going to do.
Batman
we're going to do this.
We did the Batman first.
Right, I was going to say.
Which is a valid
If we did this little, like, sexual, little, like, role-play movie.
Leather.
Okay, Hot Fuzz.
Ooh! I have 1 and 2.
My opinion of Hot Fuzz is just, oh my God. I adore that little movie.
I feel like it could be the one. Actually, I'll put it at 1. I feel like it's really amazing. Yeah. That is where you say it's a subversive masterpiece.
That, it's not even subversive, it's right there. And it's not like it even tricks you. It's like, no, this is just like an amazing
it's
film.
It's genius. Okay? But the trailer is like very misleading. You think it's going to be terrible. And then you like actually watch
What are the most mis... Can I just say something? Let's finish. Okay, Point Break.
Yeah, low-key, I'm happy with that too.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
I love Point Break. Because the whole thing...
It's so good. It has such a good opening, and I love the setup. Falls off a cliff and never climbs back up by
so
the end.
It's so funny, though.
Yeah.
I love Point Break.
Yeah, I was like, what is even happening? I was watching a surfer movie.
And when he's like, and he's like shooting the sky.
That's stupid. Even did Hot Fuzz say it was
like
stupid?
Space Jam.
Did Hot Fuzz, even Hot Fuzz
No, because they literally do it in the movie. It's like a reference.
It was that and Bad Boys 2, or was it?
Point Break. It's one of my comfort movies.
Can I ask you something? What are the most misleading trailers for you?
Batman v Superman.
Really?
Or Justice League. You watch the Justice League trailer, you think it's going to be good. Kal-El, no!
No, for me, it's like, I think the ones that are most misleading, have you ever seen the one for Kill Bill? No. It is so funny.
Do you think it's going to be a marriage movie?
No, it's not even that. It's like, they present it like it's like a comedy, like a Jennifer Aniston comedy, where like, she's like a ninja or something. Then you watch the movie, and you're like, what is even happening?
It has to be the Fight Club trailer. Because I'm pretty sure the
Fight Club trailer
is just that I've never been kissed. It's scenes from I've Never Been Kissed Before. Oh.
Really?
Like when they released the DVD, they got the rights from I've Never Been Kissed to be the like selection boxes. So you think you've got the wrong DVD and then it plays.
Really?
No, I've not.
Because they didn't want anyone to know anything about the film.
That's probably why it died at the box office.
Yeah. Seven might be up there too, as the weirdest, like, misleading trailers.
Yeah. Like, it's, I don't know, like, a trailer can really make or break a movie in terms
of. Most of the Ant-Man Quantumania trailer, you thought I was going to be all right?
Do you think I would? Like, no. I didn't think of any trailers,
but yeah. There's some up there.
Mm. Really?
Okay, yeah. So, okay, we're going to do your five. It's going to go Minoa.
Oh, Hunchback of Notre Dame. You need to watch that.
Oh,
the kind of like,
it's terrible.
It's no, like it pretends it like you're watching, like if you actually watch the movie, you realize you're watching something nuts, and then you watch it and it's like, oh, this is like a fun Disney film. All
right,
the Mighty Ducks one as well. That was a mess.
Oreo.
That they should have put that in the trailer just so I knew what I was getting
and
into.
And the V formation, which makes an actual hockey player watch that and was like, that makes no sense whatsoever. That's awful.
Okay, what next?
All right, okay, number one. Oh, we can't do it because it's a banned episode. Toy Story.
For what?
For Sir. Oh, right, do five. That's very good.
I think you go middle for that.
I'm going to go two for that. Two. It's high.
That's really
Toy Story is a banger.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, yeah, right.
You're done?
Don't know what you're going
to...
It's luck of the draw though, isn't it?
So when you put something as one, it's always diabolical. Because then you end up putting like The Godfather as five.
Yeah.
This is...
you get crucified
La La Land. Like I don't know, like you have to put that as one. Like.
I'm gonna put it one. I'm gonna do it. Well,
wow.
I don't know what else I could get. You could give me something.
I'm not gonna purposely be mean. I'll give you Raiders.
Oh
no! Now you've screwed him over.
It's not that mean.
Raiders has to go three, but it's better.
Where would you have put that?
I would have put Raiders at one.
One, and then everything moved down a spot.
Yeah, I would have put Toy Story at.
Two would you still put Toy Story at two and then La La Land at three?
I would put Toy Story two, La La Land three. I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Four or five.
Yeah, so it's your turn
picks. It's your pick.
It's my pick. Okay. Rushmore.
Four. I'm gonna go four.
Okay, I was gonna trick you out there.
I'm gonna give you Roger Rabbit. Would you have put that at five anyway?
I think I would put that.
Considering those picks. I would put
probably,
that.
Probably, yeah.
I would put that.
Roger Rabbit is a weird ass movie.
It's a weird
Yeah.
Pretty terrible.
Apart from Raiders, I think that's an okay. This is a fun game though.
It's
you kind
fun,
of have to,
right?
Like lock in early on. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think is the most expensive film that we've done?
Not including
Actually, first of all, what is the most popular decade that we've
That's a good question.
Because I'm gonna be honest, it's probably like the 80s.
Yeah, probably the 80s, maybe the 90s. It's quite a few 90s movies. Scott Pilgrim, guys. I forgot we did Scott Pilgrim.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
What a legend.
I think my opinion of it has gone
Is Scott
higher.
Here?
Oh, he just left.
I love Scott Pilgrim. That's
I think it's actually gone higher.
Scott Pilgrim is the submersive masterpiece on this list.
I guess it is.
Because you look at it at surface value.
I still don't understand why they made it in live action. Like,
there's an animated show.
I know,
it's
but I'm
really
just saying,
good.
Like, it's such a choice.
I don't think you can do most common
films, okay.
So we'll just go through the dates.
These are the 2020s.
Obviously not a big fan of the 2020s, but
is. It's more because I feel like it's not worth talking about a lot of the modern movies because people have seen them anyway.
Yeah. Well, like
if you guys want more, I don't know how you receive your feedback. But
the 2010s are
send
vast.
It through like
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
7 from 2010.
That might be the big, I doubt. I think 2000s is probably the biggest.
No, we've got one, two. That's seven.
So 2002. So we have seven again. Eight.
Seven.
Oh, seven. Jeez.
Yeah, seven again.
Counting.
Is it the 90s? I think it might be the 90s. I didn't even put
90,
two. Oh my god, the 90s are actually dominating.
Point,
what?
One, two,
I didn't even register.
So that's 10. And then is there more?
Home Alone. Because that's 1990.
Yeah, 13. 13.
Wow.
I mean, surely the 80s can pull through. I don't think it's possible, though. No, surely the 80s can pull through. Like,
no, because there were some of that
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, so close. Yeah. Okay, why? And so, like, the earliest movie we've done is 72.
It's The Godfather. You know that cat wasn't even supposed to be in the movie. They just found it on the, like, lot and they just brought it, like, kidnapped it.
That is mental.
Apparently, like, no, like, there's always just a... I heard that, like, on the MGM log. There used to be a lot of... Like,
his mouth things he had. That was his idea. He asked for those.
It's like... Oh, yeah, right, because he doesn't actually look prosthetics. Like that. Oh, okay.
But it was originally Colin Wolf, the first shot, to see how it looked, and then they put prosthetics in.
Okay. Yeah, we've got to do more old.
Yeah, like, what would we do?
French New Wave, I guess.
I can we do that? Do I have time to go look at a bunch of Truffaut? Like, I probably should, like, for my sake, I probably should. I know I would, but, like, it's like... It's a lot.
Ricky, I want to do, like, the soundtrack, Miles Davis soundtrack to movies. So there's Joe Johnson and Elevated to the Gallows in English. It's a French movie. But we don't use the French titles because we'll get called pretentious.
We use the French titles.
Oh,
I don't know.
At me with the French titles.
Wait, if it's an English movie and it's French season.
Yeah, my favorite film is Le Jean by
Bob Besson. No, my favorite is the least pretentious French film ever made, and everyone just, like, gives me scrap for it. Yeah. It's not that deep.
Are we going to go back to, like, Buster Keaton, like,
no.
Stuff like that?
Yeah,
I mean, they wouldn't take that long to do.
It's so good. I've seen,
like, the stunt.
He's seen Sherlock. You've seen Sherlock Jr. I swear you had.
I saw the Sherlock and Watson movie.
Oh, Jesus.
Not Sherlock
Jr. No, it's Holmes and...
Holmes and Watson. Yeah. Which also, the front cut, the poster for that is them doing gang
signals. Yeah, no, it's like, oh my God.
That's a movie. I thought it was so, being, I was watching it, and as I was going, I was like, this is hilarious because it's like making fun of being a bad movie. And then I just watched
it. Oh, no, it is.
And I was like, oh, it's just terrible.
No, we have to go, we have to see, like, stuff like, we have to see, like, stuff like The Great Dictator and, like, stuff like that. Yeah, like,
you know, that got blacklisted from Hollywood.
Yeah, I know.
So sad.
Definitely worth it, like. To make fun of the Nazis, I'd do that. No, they were bangers. Like,
back in the 30s, they were really living it up.
Right, only 30s kids will remember them, though. Like, only real ones.
Only real ones. We've been...
1910s.
We've been doing this podcast into the 30s. We started out as, like, baseball announcers. Swing, bada-bada, swing, bada-bada.
Okay, what's the most expensive film that you think we've done?
Most expensive? Not including the blacklisted episode. I would have.
Just go up, and it's gonna be one battle.
It might be one battle.
That's 150 mil, isn't it?
No, I heard it was 200.
Maybe. Is there a way of sorting by budget?
I will check that, and then I'll check the Batman.
I think the Batman. I reckon it's got to be
Batman. Might be La La Land.
Wait, no, you're right. It's about 150 mil for.
It's quite low, actually.
I don't think it's that. I reckon.
Yeah, it might be Surf's Up. I can't lie. That.
Nah,
it could be Surf's.
Did the animation budget has to be quite high?
No, it probably is, but, like...
Have we done a Lego movie?
No.
Like, we need to do
okay,
that.
The Batman costs, like, $200 million.
Yeah, that might be. I think that might be the biggest one. Unless...
I still find it hilarious that the first four Indiana Jones movies don't cost nearly as much as the fifth one did. Mm. Combined? No, I'm talking, like, combined. Oh, they... Right? Yeah.
I guess they have 25 minutes of
Looking like Indiana Jones and like it looks the like Great a video Circle, game. Which I heard that's a really good video game. Yeah. If anybody's gonna play, The Great Circle is apparently pretty good.
But it's like, guys, we could be solving world hunger, but instead we're gonna fix the hair rendering problems in Indiana Jones and The Great Circle.
No, but this is cool. It's cool.
I mean, oh my God, the hair doesn't look exactly human.
No, not in Great Circle. In the
yeah, no, it's like, and I saw that thing in IMAX. Okay. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
You know what I saw in IMAX? And I kind of, like, it's sad that that's, like, one of the only times I've been to IMAX. I saw Wonka in IMAX.
Oh, my God.
Wonka.
I mean, it's not like Wonka. Wonka is, like, a train wreck. Wonka...
Only to log it for, like, 3 stars.
Wonka isn't a train wreck, though. It's that's okay. That's okay.
Which movie do you think has made the most money? Biggest box office?
Oh, it's going to be whatever. Ace Ventura, maybe?
No.
Is it with inflation?
Yeah.
Oh, with inflation, then you're looking at like one of the Indiana Jones films. Oh, no, E.T. Oh my God.
E.T.
That thing be printing money.
No, Mac and Me made more, bro. The Mac and Me clip where the kid head falls off.
That's how I felt. That's how I felt about the ending of Point Break, just going straight off that.
No, but Point Break is a banger. It's so good.
Wait, so how much did... Okay.
I think E.T. only made 797.
Only in 1982.
I think that's probably with inflation.
No, that's not with inflation.
No, it's without inflation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
Wait, the bat...
Because, I mean, I guess I feel like Batman made it.
It looks so funny seeing Superman and Batman next to each other. And it's just like, one's got like emo eye makeup and the other one is like literally...
Did he wear like...
Yeah. Do you know the inspiration for Bruce Wayne in the Batman was Kurt Cobain?
Really?
So they did all of Kurt Cobain's like eye makeup stuff. And he wears it under the helmet. Because the problem with the other Batman movies is that his eyes look really weird because he's not wearing...
Oh my God, trying to get the Val Kilmer.
He's not wearing anything underneath. So you have skin around it. As here, they used eye makeup. And
do
they,
you believe like, Batman could smile? Can I just ask you something? Like, smiling Batman, how does that... How do you think that works?
It doesn't. It looks terrible. No, but that's a really bad smile. He looks like an amoeba. What?
It's actually one of the worst... That's like one of the... Like... It's with their suit as well.
You can't see his nose.
It's like, yeah, I haven't seen that to you. Like, oh, during, you know, one of your, during one of your exams, I'm just going to
Have you seen the drama goodbye email? The picture.
Oh my God, the picture of me. I thought that was the picture of to make the funny face. Oh my God.
The second one is worse.
And I'm just like...
It looks like Nixon. I'm not a crook.
Okay.
Look at our watch list.
Yeah, let's look at the watch list.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Okay. So what have we? What has been here the longest? Three Colors Red may have been the one that's the here the longest. Field of Dreams.
Like I don't. Why is that there?
Mac and
why
me.
Why is Field of Dreams there?
I think he was just going through Kevin Costner like week when.
Yeah, and he went through Matthew McConaughey week as well. That's why we have Time to Kill, The Lincoln Lawyer, Dallas.
A Time to Kill is a banger.
No, I'm
that.
Just saying that's the reason why we have all those.
Yeah, because I wanted to do the reconnaissance because it's like one of the greatest like
really?
Film runs.
Oh, and then you have the
Grown Ups 2. Okay, listen, we've both seen Grown Ups 2 and we're not going to do a whole episode on it.
What do you mean? What do you mean? We're just
going. We're not going to do. So what would you give Grown Ups 2?
Oh, you want to do that now?
Because I feel like we're never going to do a whole episode on Grown Ups.
If I'm being honest, like, enjoyment factor, it's like a 4. Like, I'm sorry. That's the go. Just seeing Adam Sandler just like
okay,
bum
but
around.
Quality factor, it's like a 0.5. So do we balance it and give it a 2?
Yeah, 2.
Because it's...
Like, but I don't know, like...
I feel like...
No, but no, just some movies that like, you're just like...
Good time?
You're obviously not walking into the cinema expecting...
Batman.
We can't do American Pie because like
everybody. We won't. Okay, what would you give? We're gonna do Grown Ups 2 and American Pie now because we can't do them.
Okay, American Pie
3,
4, like
3.5.
I love American Pie. I really do. It's
3.5, and then Grown Ups is a 2. Are there any others we're just not gonna have time for? Are we gonna do a whole episode on Scooby Doo?
Like honestly, like I just don't.
You were asserting your dominance. You were
no, you kneeling and dying.
Puppy power.
Oh my God! But yeah, no. Scooby Doo. Like I think that we would. Yeah. It feels like something like
that's
if we did
James Gunn.
If we did Space Jam, why shouldn't we do Scooby Doo?
And I'm a really big fan of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. I feel like this is again a no thing.
Again,
and watching Scooby Doo.
There
you can see like the proto guardians in the dynamics. There, and he's an amazing, he's a hilarious writer.
And like, apparently the original script was even funnier and even more like
adult.
There is a Netflix.
There's a scene where they get stoned. And
yeah,
then, like,
more technically. And it's like, oh, Mary Jane, that's my favorite name. Oh, I lost my shaggy. Oh.
But I mean, I love the jokes in Guardians of the Galaxy. Have you seen the second one?
Oh, I've seen all three.
There's a joke where he's like, hey, Captain, you remember that Aisha chick? He's like, well, yeah, what about her? And he looks to his left and the entire horde of ships is coming at him and he's like, ah, hell.
And like,
You look like Mary Poppins. Is he cool? Hell yeah, he's cool. I'm Mary Poppins,
I'm Mary Poppins, yeah. Oh my God, Yondu.
Yondu's hilarious, man.
Best Marvel character. Best Marvel character.
He's like a bald dude. And
I mean your father, but you weren't your daddy.
He's got like, a bald dude and he goes, just wanted to say, you got the best eyebrows in the galaxy.
Why haven't we done those movies yet? Wait, what?
Let's put those all on the list. I feel like...
I mean, are we going to do a Homeland and just do them all at once? Or are we going to do an Indiana Jones and just do all three.
I just think we'll see how we feel. I feel like there's enough to talk about, but I would put all three on there and we'll do them.
Okay, yeah. Dazed and Confused. Like, it annoys me so much that you just have not seen it, because I have not watched the movie that is just being, like, made in a lab for you.
To kill him. Made in a lab.
No, literally made in a lab. Okay, no kidding.
Got Yao Ming as a mop. How with the Duck, bro? Because we wanted some more terrible films, because we felt like the quality was too high.
Oh, it's not even like Coward the Duck. It's just like, I mean, like, again, like me personally with practical effects. I love practical effects so much that Coward the Duck, I will stomach it. It's like...
Mac and Me too.
Practical effects.
I feel like we could put Alien on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Alien and all the Guardians movies. Three Colors Red, bro.
Are we gonna watch Three Colors?
I'm gonna be honest. Like, if you were to watch Singing in the Rain, I am not. If you don't like Singing in the Rain, you have no soul.
Okay, I can watch Singing in the Rain. Jesus.
No, I'm just saying that. Like, I even if you don't like musicals,
Good Will Hunting is before.
I'm not doing Do the Right Thing because I'm gonna be here about the debate about like police brutality. I'm just like,
yeah, that's why we also can't do Lane.
Oh yeah, you like
better than that.
More better makes more better. Yeah, no, like
I
yeah,
feel
no.
like.
I mean, it's not like I don't like political movies, but like,
we can't do like Latin either, because I will be sat here giving like a full college lecture on why it's the best movie ever.
Which one?
Latin.
yeah, but like you have to deal with like a lot of like the
police brutality.
Yeah, it's a whole thing, and like unless we were to do it for like 2 hours, like if we were going to do it like Mo today,
blues, bro.
But that movie is just about a bunch of people playing jazz and like losing your mind.
I showed my dad the trailer, and my dad, as soon as the second girl came in the trailer, he was like, nah. He's like, I'm good, thanks.
Nah, it's good as well.
So what do you love? I love to play. And then it cuts to him going like, bada 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 bada. Genuinely John Coltrane. For that week where he was locked in his house, I was genuinely juggled.
One of the few...
Walking around going, bah, 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 bah.
Are we ever going to get to the talented Mr. Ripley, a.k.a. Saltburn, but just better in every way?
So, pre-Saltburn, Saltburn. Yeah. I watched the TV show version of it, which is really weird.
I don't even know.
Yeah, Ripley, right?
It's kind of odd. Hmm. I watched the first episode and my grandma was over and wanted to keep her occupied, so I left her with it. And I came back 3 hours later and she was finishing the show. Wow. And had not moved.
Wow.
I mean, that's dedication. I've only felt about that about two TV shows. Cowboy Bebop and True Detective. And they are like the best TV shows ever made. So it's got to be good, man.
Yeah, like I don't know. I don't watch that many TV shows. So I guess
you need to get more into that, especially the miniseries, the world of the miniseries.
I've just miniseries have never been my thing. Like no. I love long...
Maybe you can watch your first Christopher Nolan movie.
No, because I started Dark Knight on a plane, sitting down. I'm like, you know what? I'm probably an idiot for not liking these movies. I'm gonna watch it, get into it. I'm like, wait, this is a Batman film? Like I just don't understand the hype. I'm sorry, I don't get the hype behind the Dark Knight. I'm gonna leave it at that.
This is, bro, we're gonna have to ban this episode.
No, because you start with the best one. I don't understand. Like, oh,
what the hell do you mean you start with the?
Everybody says Dark Knight's the best, so I'm like, okay.
You watch the first one, because you need the context.
Nobody likes Batman Begins.
It's a good movie. Like it. It's a little heavy-handed, but it's good.
I don't know. I've never heard...
This is coming from the guy whose favorite superhero movie is Far From Home, bro.
I will...
Far
From Home is that... Put it on the list. Put Far From Home on the list.
No, because I will trash it.
No,
and we won't be able to release it.
No,
because
no, no, no.
We will trash it.
No. No, I just don't take Far From Home slander at all.
No, I will sit here and trash it for an hour and we won't be able to release the episode.
Can you say why you don't like about Far From Home? Get out.
That it's awful.
Why?
The villain is underdeveloped. The suit is terrible. What the hell is the Night Monkey arc? What is that about? All of the weird, like, obvious romance tropes.
I was thinking of No Way Home.
No, No Way Home's the go as well. No, that movie's the go.
That is carried by Andrew Garfield.
He's in it for like 5 minutes.
Yes, and he carries it. The only reason... Where's your Peter Tingle? I have a Peter Tingle, just not for bread.
No, like, apart from Homecoming, which...
Do you have an ID? Kind of beats the whole Masked Crusader thing.
Why do you think that's the only one that's gone to four movies? Why do you think Amazing Spider-Man couldn't even make it to three? To three, okay?
Because Marvel was rebooting the entire MCU.
Even Emo Peter made it to three. Even Emo Peter made it to three.
Because they were rebooting the Marvel
Universe.
Put
Spider-Man 3 on the list.
Oh, God. Oh, God. It's actually terrible.
Oh my god.
You're ruining our credibility. This was supposed to be
like a Spider-Man 3? Like, I don't know. That's a subversive masterpiece.
What about Fallen Film? You know, any...
Line.
But any maybe...
Less controversial picks.
Do we just do like a true phone movie or just something like that? I don't know. Like
Elevated to the Gallows.
Elevated to the Gallows?
What else is that? It's good, like, French movies.
Breathless?
Jean de Florette. Is that the name?
I hear that's very good. Yeah, it is.
I live near where that was shot, so. And we could do Marion de Source, but it depends if you like Jean de Florette.
Why have we not done a Tarantino yet? Can I just ask?
Because I haven't watched Tarantino, and it's not that I've got a mental block against him, but I just don't think he's the lauded movie genius.
It is a very film bro kind of thing. It's very film bro, but I don't
know. If someone tells me that Tarantino. If someone tells me that Tarantino's their favorite director, I'm just like, go and watch.
No, I get it. Spaghetti. I technically get it.
Spaghetti Westerns. Can we put some of those on there?
Yeah, sure.
What do you think? All three? Or do you think we do The Good,
The Bad, The Ugly? Wait, you say you like Spaghetti Westerns?
Good, Bad, The Ugly.
I can't fathom. Why don't you like Tarantino then? Like,
because they did it first and they do it better than Tarantino does. Okay, Kill Bill. What do people like about Kill Bill? Animation, black and white. And thing, all good. Do you know where that was done before? Natural Born Killers. He stole it.
He wrote Natural Born Killers.
Yeah, who directed it?
I don't know, but he still wrote it. It's still his movie.
He took the direction. He took that from that movie. Then,
I mean, like,
whole plot, stolen from a TV show, Kung Fu, which was stolen from, what was it stolen from?
I don't know,
Bruce Lee. What is she dressed as? Who is she dressed as?
I know Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee. What is everything that movie taken from? Asian exploitation movies. I know that's not the term.
Does anybody... Okay, you can say that, but does anybody actually, like, at least in the modern...
He steals from Bruce Lee so much.
Does anybody in the modern... Like, for example, like, Pulp Fiction, they take, like, a bit of that takes from, like, 8.5. How many people have seen 8.5?
No, but the point being is that, okay, but he's not the genius... He's a good writer, but he's not a genius.
Oh, no. I think it's a lot better if you go watch those, like, original things. You go watch Blaxploitation.
He's not...
Should we put 8.5 on
this?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
What I'm saying is he's not inventive, really.
He does do a lot of prestige.
There's prestiges of, like, people wouldn't immediately, like...
A lot of it is immediately recognisable. Django isn't even his character.
That is Django. It took me like a year to find out that
Django.
Django.
It's another guy.
Yeah.
Who he took and made black for the process of the thing, which also takes some black exploitation movies. So does Jackie Brown.
Okay. Pulp Fiction. I've seen bits of.
I saw two.
It's probably very underrated.
It's my favorite.
That is such a choice, and I want to know
choose
why.
Choose any movie, I swear, and all of them are past.
Pulp Fiction. I will. I know everybody says Pulp Fiction is the greatest movie of all time. But come on, it's Pulp Fiction, man. It's so... It's like, it actually...
Pulp Fiction is just Grease, but with all of the 50s stuff.
But it's actually... Like, I don't know, man. Like,
look, I appreciate he's a good director. I'm not taking that away from him. But what I'm saying is...
Being both a Spike Lee fan and a Tarantino fan at the exact same time.
And he's a weird guy. I don't think he deserves all of the respect that he gets. Especially after the mouthing off that he... get that... I think that, like, I think that, especially after stuff he says about other actors and directors.
Oh, yeah, no. This guy is, like, he's way too film bro.
I think he doesn't, I don't think he deserves.
I mean, I haven't seen There Will Be Blood, but, like.
I think he deserves, I don't think he deserves or lives up to all of the hype that he gets.
What other directors have we not done that much of? Have we done a single Scorsese? Yet?
Fincher, Scorsese. Wow,
have we not?
No.
Hugo. absolute banger.
Talladega Nights.
Can we? I watched Goodfellas like two days ago.
Can you let me win? Can you let me win for once? No, because then I wouldn't win.
And like, yeah, we should do Goodfellas. I don't know, Mean Streets, I guess, or like something like that.
Oh, I want to do at least The Good, The Bad, The Ugly, or maybe Fistful of Dollars.
Yeah, Once Upon a Time in the West. Any chance?
Yeah, this Once Upon a Time in New York as well, same guy.
But that looks 3 hours long. And his I'm not only going to Western do that. Movie. I'm not going to do that. I would rather watch a Western that's 3 hours long than like, what is that? Like, have you seen Once Upon a Time in New York? It's long. And apparently it's really not long. Great. Yeah, so what Westerns are we going to put?
That, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I'm trying to think of any non, like, Westerns that aren't just a spaghetti Western. Let's do No Country for Old Men. Because you haven't seen it and you need to watch it. It's very good.
Yeah.
And we could also do... we could do The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Have you heard of that?
Is that the...
It's the one where it's like the Looney Tunes, where he's in all white.
Ballad of...
Buster Scruggs.
Is that like the one done by the Coens?
It's what... Yeah, the Coens do a bunch of Westerns, but it's one of them.
I think that's the one. Look at that. Ball knowledge. Coens. Yeah, it is. Yeah, apparently that's very good. Yeah.
Coens. What else have the Coens done? I feel like that's right up our collective streets.
Barton Fink. Oh, Barton Without, though, is apparently...
I want to watch that.
Apparently it's very good. No Country Without, but, man.
No Country Without.
Serious... Did I say Without Men?
Yeah. Are we going to do the Big Lebowski?
Oh, dude. No, there are so many great quotes, and I just can't remember off the top of my head.
What are you drinking? White Russian.
I should call me.
You got any mash, man?
yeah, like we have not done. What other directors have we not done? It's so weird because it's just like we've just been doing like random little movies from just like
the 90s, apparently.
Yeah, like we've only done how many Christopher Nolan? We haven't done any Christopher Nolan.
Because you were like, I don't like Christopher Nolan.
No, because I've tried. I actually tried though. Like, no, I have. I watched The Dark Knight and I tried.
Yeah, but you need to, like, watch Memento. That's his least pretentious movie.
Yeah, I guess.
But I think we had this exact conversation.
Yes, that's literally
how
last time.
Memento on the list.
It's so good.
Yeah, and then, like, what, like a year later, we're still here?
I think we should watch a Tubi original movie. I'm happy with anyone, but a Tubi
Citizen
original.
Kane.
No, that's not a Tubi.
No, but you just have it, or you'll just, like, have Citizen Kane on there. It's just how far, like, the great have fallen. Like, honestly, Awesome World's rolling and it's great.
Yeah, I guess.
No, but don't give me, I guess. It's like, I don't know. Like, again, like, whenever people say, like, it's how I felt about The Godfather. Like, when people say something's the greatest movie of all time, apart from Dark Knight, it genuinely is, like, really good.
But you just don't, like, you need to sit through the movie and actually finish it.
I did. I got through, like, 30 minutes. I was like, I don't get it.
That is not finishing the movie.
I don't get it because it's just like, why am I watching, like, a political drama? Where's the penguin?
Just for reference, that's the equivalent of watching like 10 minutes of a TV show and saying I don't get it.
I'm sorry, that is me though.
That's bad.
That's why I don't watch TV shows. I'm not very good at that.
The only thing this guy watches is Housewives.
unless I have just like people shouting at my face, things blowing up in like the first like 10 minutes.
I'm gonna Clockwork Orange you to make you watch a Christmas movie.
No. Like, no, it's like, it's not like I'm never gonna watch it. Like, I'm obviously gonna
watch it. You're never gonna watch it.
No, it's not like I'm never gonna. You don't have to force me to watch a Christopher Nolan film. Bro, I'm a cinephile. Like, I will obviously get to Christopher Nolan at some point.
I'm a cinephile.
No, like, I'm obviously gonna get to it at some point.
This guy's an Odyssey.
Yeah, I'm going to go see that in cinema.
Can we talk about, like, the discourse behind that? Nah, I don't even have the time for that. Like, it's so stupid. I just like... Okay, they did say daddy in, like...
Yeah, that makes no sense. My daddy's coming back. You mean your father?
What? I don't know, man. This one looks a little iffy to me.
Gen Z Greeks.
I know. Yeah. Tom Holland deciding to do an American accent where at this point you just don't need to.
And it's like, Loki, that big Cyclops looking fella ain't gonna cut it. So we should Loki, like, get out of here. They're just dropping Loki the whole time. Travis Scott is in that movie. Travis Scott. What is he gonna do? Like, sing a like song for the Odyssey?
I'm just looking at the
back. Wait, so you're just gonna be posted up going, my granny got, or like singing Fiend. To like hype up the soldiers.
Oh my god, it is. Apparently, it just like, I mean, I did watch the trailer after all the
just
discourse
in the
was
Trojan
happening.
Horse, you're just getting like a fiend like mosh pit.
Okay, what other directors have we not done? What directors have we done too much of and we should probably leave that in the past?
A lot of Spielberg.
Yeah, but that's because I'm a Spielberg fiend.
Spielberg fiend.
No, but I don't know. Like, he's made, like, some of, like, the most popular
movies. I want to watch James Gunn's Super movie. You know the first movie he made? With Rainn Wilson.
I don't know.
It's really funny. It's about this guy who decides he's going to be his neighborhood superhero, but he has no powers. What? It's like Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Oh, we should do Kick-Ass.
Yeah, I feel like
we haven't done Kick-Ass.
It's somewhat. We saw it. No, we didn't.
Kick-Ass is.
Yeah.
Kick-Ass is so funny. It's actually hilarious. His first day as a superhero, and he gets shanked and his stuff stolen.
Is that the one with Jim Carrey?
And he lies in the street naked. No, that's the second one. And he lies in the street naked to avoid people thinking he's a superhero, only to be.
Should we do Hancock? Should we do Hancock?
Oh, legend Hancock.
Not I am.
Call
legend.
Me. What is it? What's his thing? Call me. So the one thing he hates being call me asshole one more time.
You don't understand like how like genuinely solid Hancock was for like the first hour.
And then the weird like Cameron Diaz is a god.
Yeah.
They're like universal.
Yeah, Shelley. And it's just like, oh my god, what are we even doing? And then apparently they're making Hancock too.
I also think we should put Miles Davis's cover of Time After Time on the list.
Is that even there?
That's terrible. It's good, but it makes no sense whatsoever.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Like, what makes this guy think, I know what would be... That's also, like, his sixth most listened to song.
Oh, really?
Like, how? Who gets home and thinks, you know what I really want to listen to? Time After Time. By Miles Davis.
Wait, no. I'm putting it into ChatGPT. Let me find out.
This guy's desperate to
find... No, because it's actually, like, a good quote as well.
He's got like it on his wall.
Are we any more final ones before we wrap up?
Boy. No, I think that's it.
We
tend to go on the flow.
Do we need it anymore? Like
probably whatever movies.
Do we need
come
any
out.
More like comedies or something?
Oh,
like
the Clayface movie that's coming out. Do you see the trailer for that? From the DCU, it looks terrifying. This has been season two, slightly chaotic end.
Yeah.
It would be like a massive radio silence. And then we will be back.
Did I do my next impression? No, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, for good. For old time's sake.
Nah.
All right. We are going to be...
Going now.
You know how trippy it is hearing Matthew McConaughey in True Detective? Because it's like the all right guy, but he's like, it's like, Matthew, there's been a murder. All right. It's like, what? anyway.
Wait, can I say something? Like, with the Odyssey, yeah? Like, it's just kind of crazy. Like people just straight like turning on Christopher Nolan, just like that.
If there's not a
first opportunity they get, they will turn on this.
If there's not a fiend mosh pit, I'm leaving the cinema. Nick, right, I've been Eddie.
I've been Noah.
Thank you for listening to season two. We'll be back for season three in January.
Yeah, in September.
September.
Thank you, boys.